In this episode, I give you a glimpse of what it's like being a bishop.
It came as a result of the position of leadership which was imposed upon us by the God of heaven, who brought forth a restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the declaration was made concerning the only true and living church upon the face of the earth, we were immediately put in a position of loneliness, the loneliness of leadership, from which we cannot shrink nor run away, and to which we must face up with boldness and courage and ability.
Hello, friends, family, ward members, brother and sister in. This is Kurt Franken with the Leading LDS Podcast. Again, I bring to you another episode, and in this episode is, as we strive to do every week, is review a past episode or a past article that's been posted on Leading LDS. Now, Leading LDS, I think, just turned 7 years old, and so there's a lot of content on Leading LDS that maybe many of you have missed because you're new to Leading LDS, and so I like to bring to the surface every week an article, a past episode, whatever it may be, that was fantastic and at least help me, and review that so that you newbies can experience the same article. So I'm going to read an article I wrote that's called A Glimpse of Being Bishop, Helping Bear Others' Burdens. And it's from experience I had with one of my close friends, and I think you'll enjoy it. So here it is. At one time, a close friend of mine was over at my house visiting with my wife and myself. We'll call her Ashley. As I entered the room, Ashley said she wanted to tell us about a conversation she had with one of her longtime friends. Ashley's friend called the day before to let her know she experiences same-sex attraction. They had a good talk about the gospel and what it means for her spiritual journey going forward. Ashley was touched that this person felt comfortable enough to share this information with her. Ashley said it was remarkable how much compassion she felt towards her friend because she cared about her so much. Ashley then said, "It's just been on my mind all day. I had to share this experience with someone." A subtle bishop smile came to my face as I said, "Imagine if people told you this sort of stuff every week and there's nobody you can share it with." As I pondered on the conversation I had with Ashley, it made me reflect on some of the experiences one has as a bishop that many don't experience as often. This process of coming to you with a huge burden they carry, looking for someone else to assist in the carry. Suddenly, the stakes of the baptismal covenant become a reality in your life, and you aren't sure you're willing to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light. Throughout the scriptures, there are many forms of Jesus Christ mixed into each story. His atonement is the central message of the gospel and is represented in all things therein. When one is asked to stand and bear the burden of others, it is simply a form of Christ. Psalms 55:22, "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." Matthew 11:30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Alma 24:21, "Yea, and in the valley of Alma they poured out their thanks to God because he had been merciful unto them and eased their burdens and had delivered them out of bondage, for they were in bondage and none could deliver them except it were the Lord their God." The burden of leadership is available to all. In Numbers chapter 11, Moses pleads with the Lord because of the burdens of his people, that he is called to carry, another form of Christ. These verses sound like they are coming from the lips of every bishop of the church. And they read, "Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent, and the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said unto the Lord, Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servants? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burdens of all these people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou shouldest say unto me, Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth a sucking child, unto the land which thou swearest unto the fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, Give us flesh, that we may eat. I am not able to hear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me." So bishops find themselves bearing others' burdens more often than they may want to, like Moses. But this burden-carrying blessing is available to all, regardless of leadership title. From time to time, one will experience, as did my friend Ashley, the feeling of representing Christ and bearing others' burdens when they need it most. The atonement of Jesus Christ does not fall from the sky in the form of magic pixie dust. It generally comes through people, other servants called at the time to give a hug or an open ear. As Moses pleads later in Numbers chapter 11, 29, would God that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them? We all have opportunity to feel like prophets, even bishops, as we bear the burdens of others. Most importantly, we are a representation of our Savior Jesus Christ, he who will make one's burdens light. That concludes my article, A Glimpse of Being Bishop, Helping Bear Others' Burdens. And what a fantastic chance to share this link, share this episode with your bishop or your Relief Society president as they are walking around bearing so many other burdens, you know, that they can't publicly talk about because of the confidences they hold as they serve in these callings. So what a great way to share this episode and hopefully bless their lives. As always, we just ask $1 a month for the great content you experience at Leading LDS. So if you found this article helpful or other episodes helpful on Leading LDS, your $1 a month would, man, it'd be awesome. Awesome. So I know many of you are driving around when you listen to this and just forget to do that. But write yourself a note, set a reminder in your phone, and go to leadinglds.com/help, H-A-L-P. And there's a link to become a Patreon supporter and various other ways that you can contribute to Leading LDS. Until next time, be a leader and not a calling.